Recorded Books presents Night Moves by Randy Wayne White, narrated by George Goodell and directed by Ezra Tenenbaum.
Chapter 1. We were half a mile high in a bright Everglades sky on the trail of 5 Navy torpedo bombers that vanished in 1945. Yet my friend Tomlinson remained fixated on the fate of our marina's cat, which had gone missing only 2 days earlier. The curse of obsession is one of the few qualities my hipster neighbor and I share. The problem with cats, he lectured through the plane's intercom, is they have the ability to block human brain probes whenever they're in the damn mood, hunger and horniness the only exceptions. Otherwise, I would have tracked them down last night. Crunch and Des is always on the prowl, which I used to admire, not now. Either something bad happened or he's behaving like an ingrate, showing off just to prove he doesn't need us. Doc will back me up on this one, won't you, Doc? Crunch and Des is the communal cat at Dinkins Bay Marina, Sanibel Island, west coast of Florida, where I run a small company, Sanibel Biological Supply. When, as a young stray, he appeared at a Friday night dock party, a friendly debate ensued over a fitting name for an ink-black kitten with 6 toes on each paw. By the time 3 favorites had emerged, Poe, Sasquatch, and Ernest, many cold beers and saucers of milk had been consumed, and debate had become mildly contentious. Fortunately, Mac, who owns the marina, intervened. He had just finished one of the late Philip Wiley's books, so honored the writer by naming the cat after Wiley's 2 hard-nosed 1940s fishing guides. It seemed an absurd choice at the time, looking at that.